A good nerve Shabbos Kodesh in Chutzlar, it's Parshas Achri Meskadeshim, Tavshanayin Ches. The Torah tells us the famous mitzvah in this week's Parsha of Yahavta L'Riacha Kamaicha, that we have a mitzvah to love our friend just like ourselves. This pasuk is found in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Ches. And of course, we know the famous Maimer Rabbi Akiva, who commented, Yahavta L'Riacha Kamaicha Zal Klal Gadol B'Torah. That a person has to love his friend like himself. And this is a very important rule. This is a principle in the Torah which is very basic. Of course, we know that Rabbi Akiva himself suffered in these days the loss of 24,000 Talmidim, his 24,000 students. And the Gemara tells us, Al Shalai Nagu Kavei Zeh B'Zeh, because they did not give each other the proper respect. And there are many pshatim on what that means. How is it possible that these 24,000 Tanoim, great rabbis, great sages, great Talmid Chachamim, people that knew the importance of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, of Mitzvos Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, of Midos Derech Eretz, where was the Avera, what did they do wrong? Various interpretations, various understandings. One is that they did not, on their level, respect their friends the way they should have, or that they maybe showed them up in learning, and that was something that was beyond what was normal for them. It was expected much more, and they should have lived up to their expectations, and they did not, and therefore they reached a horrible punishment, a horrible death. It's said over that the Avnei Nezer once saw one of his Talmidim, one of his students, who was deriding and being disrespectful to one of the Pshutei Am, to one of the simple people that had been living in the area of where the Avnei Nezer lived. And the Avnei Nezer chastised this student, and he went over to him and he told him the following. The pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha, our pasuk. The person must love his friend like himself. And Avnei Nezer said, I've often wondered, what does that mean? I have to love my friend like I love myself. How is it possible to love my friend like I love myself? Is it even fathomable that a person who only cares about himself, who is selfish, can get to the madrega where he loves somebody the way he loves himself? Is that possible? And the Avnei Nezer answered, because if you look at the end of the pasuk, it gives you an idea of how to approach this mitzvah. The pasuk says, V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha ani Hashem. A person must love his friend like he loves himself. And the pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem, I am God. And the Avnei Nezer asked, why does the pasuk tell us Ani Hashem? What's the significance of telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah? And what's the significance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, love your friend like yourself, because Ani Hashem, I am Hashem? And the simple answer is because Ani Hashem means that everybody is my creation. All of you are my children, and you must love each other the way you love yourself. It's just like I put in you that you must love yourself, you must also strive to love your friends. And the Avnei Nezer made a play on words, which is something that maybe we can learn from. The Avnei Nezer said, you have to learn it, V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the difference between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous gulf. A person tries to do mitzvahs, tries to do ma'asim tovim, but even if le'aleinu a person's a rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves that person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has love for even the biggest pesheya, even the biggest chayte, even the person who is the biggest sinner in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him a love that we will not be able to fathom. On the other side, if we look at the gulf between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we look at the gulf between ourselves and maybe somebody who we consider to be not as great as us, which is by itself not something that we should think of, but if we happen to, we must realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us more, even though we have that tremendous gulf between us and Him. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, even though there is that gulf, even though there is that divide, and that divide is something that we can't even fathom, so of course we must love somebody who we perceive to be of a lesser stature than us. And said to Avnei Nezer, that's the pshat, V'ahavta l'reicha, a person has to love his friend, kamecha ani Hashem, just like you, I am Hashem, just like my relationship towards you, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship towards you, the person who has to give the love, the person who has to love his friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has that love, even though that gulf is there. We must have that towards our fellow Yid, even though we may perceive that he is lower in stature than us. A good Shabbos.